Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For me, it's like what happens next is kind of determines a lot of the judgment on this. And I mean, what is your sense of where we stand and what the next days, weeks, and months are going to look like?
Yeah. No, that's the question at this point. I mean, look, we can reflect at leisure on, you know, whether we want to go back to a world that the Constitution suggests of the Congress being involved in these things. But let's answer your question. Look, I can't tell you I'm optimistic. And why do I say that? You know, people are saying the administration did regime change. No, they didn't, right? They took the head guy out, and the regime is exactly the same regime it was before the head guy was taken out, right? And you still have a lot of corrupt, wealthy because they skim off the oil profits and get involved in narcotics, people with a whole lot of guns, right? So when the president says we're running Venezuela, we don't even have a person in Venezuela, right? The theory is that Marco Rubio is going to be able to call the new president, Delcy Rodriguez, and say, hey, you've got to do the following five things, including, you know, all this stuff about the oil. And the problem with that is that if Delcy Rodriguez starts getting perceived as a Trump yes person, like acting as a puppet for Donald Trump, her days on earth are numbered. And I mean, you can imagine where the Venezuelan population is here. I suspect more than half of them are very happy that Maduro is gone, like we all are. But, you know, the president of the United States has just said that we're going to take your oil. You can imagine how that might make Americans feel. And so I could go on about this, but I'm really worried about all of those things coming together to either the Trump administration not getting what they want, or worse, you know, chaos, because now all of a sudden you got people fighting each other with guns in Caracas, you've got refugees going into Colombia and who knows what. So it's hard for me to see a positive case on how this results for any benefit to Americans.
Well, I was in Colombia, you know, pre-pandemic when the Venezuelans were flooding the border there, and it's a real issue. And it could be again. I mean, I think the point you raise is interesting to me, is that there's no conversation about, you know, elections. And if things go south there, does that mean we put boots on the ground? And right now things seem to be stable, but who knows?
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, you put boots on the ground, now you start losing guys. And it's enormously expensive, right? And I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to invade countries for their oil. But let's look at the best case scenario there. You know, all the oil company executives are going to be in the White House today, right?
Yeah.
What they'll tell you is oil prices are already pretty low, relatively speaking. It's not showing up at the pump, which is an interesting question. But, you know, Venezuela is going to need years and years and tens of billions of dollars of investment to up its oil production. Now, it does have the biggest reserves in the world, but it only produces about 1% of total global oil output. So let's imagine it doubles, you know, in 2 years, it doubles to 2%. What do you think that really does to prices, right? Not much. So the risk-reward trade-off here feels very funny to me.
We're talking with Jim Himes, congressman in the 4th District. I mean, there's so many issues here. I kind of want to rip through them. I wanted to give you the opportunity – To say whether it's, you know, to comment on the Minnesota situation, I just, our listeners, and you represent us in D.C., if you have anything to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I think I represent kind of the majority view on this. And this, like everything else in our world, this has become very polarized. But let me say a couple obvious things. You know, a woman shouldn't be killed because of immigration enforcement, right? And we've all seen the video. You know, these agents, whatever your take is, these guys are acting enormously aggressive to a 37-year-old woman. This was not a, you know, AK-7 wielding terrorist, right? And all over the country, whatever you think of these immigration enforcement things, and look, we shouldn't have people that are undocumented in the country. This is being done. I watch these videos of these guys taking these folks into custody. It's like they're arresting terrorists. And I'm not surprised by that, because that's the language that the White House uses. And don't take it from me, right? You look at polling, you know, the president used to be sky high on polling around immigration, but Americans are looking at the way this is happening and saying, wait a minute, I did not sign up for that. I did not sign up for guys who look like Navy SEALs in downtown Minneapolis, you know, resorting to violence as a first resort. So anyway, it's a tragedy. And you know, to hear Kristi Noem come right out and call her a terrorist, it's just, you know, I wish we were better than the way, than everything about that whole episode.
Yeah, everyone twisting themselves in a pretzel to conform to something. Listen, if she was a bad actor, I get it. If she was, you know, obstructing, I get it. If she did something criminal, even, I get it. But that doesn't, I didn't see anything that necessitated a bullet in the face. So I think we understand that. A couple of things I wanted to ask about fraud. Do you think we should do some sort of national audit on a bunch of stuff, maybe even, you know, post-COVID or whatever, to make sure that, because I'm sure there's fraud in every state from this, and maybe we need to, you know, as a Democrat, you should even acknowledge that maybe we should take a broader look at all of it and make sure our government money is going to the right things.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say as a Democrat, holy smokes, I hope there's not a single person who doesn't say there shouldn't be any fraud. I mean, take it from this one Democrat. I think it's obscene. I support these programs that, you know, provide health care to poor people and nutrition assistance to people who might otherwise go hungry. So by all means, I mean, let's do it. Let's get into every single program and make sure that nobody is stealing food from the poor or dollars that would otherwise go to needy folks for their health care. I'm 120% behind it. By the way, I also want you to audit the taxes of billionaires, right? So let's not make this just about poor people like abusing Medicaid. And I want you to audit those doctors in Florida who, you know, have $200 million in Medicare receipts. So count me in 100%, because look, at some point this country's going to realize we don't have infinite money and that we can't afford to have, there's corruption and fraud in any big government program. But I also don't want Americans to think that we're Venezuela, right? You know? But anyway, to answer your question, by all means, the problem is Guess what happened? Let's just take one agency, IRS, capability to audit people's returns, because there's a hell of a lot of fraud there. You know what? You know what my Republican colleagues did? They gutted the budget for inspectors and auditors. You hear them talk about this all the time in the IRS. So yeah, let's do this. But let's also acknowledge that if you want to do this, you got to actually beef up the investigative arms of, you know, Medicare and the IRS, et cetera.
We have only like 30 seconds. Can you explain to me why this $200 billion mortgage buyback thing helps homeownership? I don't understand it. It's not a leading question. I don't get it.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I haven't had a chance to drill into the president's proposal, but there's one thing, and pretty much one thing only, that is going to move the needle big time on housing, and that is to build a lot more housing, right? And so what I'm really interested in is how can we push states and municipalities, which really control local land use, to allow for the construction of a lot more housing. Basic economics. If you don't have enough of the stuff, it's going to be expensive. So that's where my focus is.
Congressman, again, we wish you had more time. We're going to buzz it here. But thank you for taking a few minutes with us on this Friday morning.
Absolutely. Nice chatting with you.
All right. Congressman Jim Himes joining us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.